Welcome to Evolve to Be, and this is a show about the evolution of consciousness. I am Audrey Tara, your host, and I am going to be talking a lot about what does it mean to evolve your consciousness and what's happening on the planet, and giving you some tools and how to really be more effective in your personal growth and development and your own transformation as you move through these exciting times on the planet. One of the things that I do teach on this program is I give you a tool for grounding your energy. So I call it grounding meditations for your shift in consciousness. And I feel that the grounding meditation is the most important tool that you can have as you're evolving, as you're shifting and changing and growing and releasing what no longer serves you. So these grounding meditations are the foundation, really the foundation for any spiritual practice. And what does grounding meditation mean? It means drawing all of your energy back into the present moment, back into your body, and then allowing your energy, your consciousness, to anchor into the earth. It gives you something to hold on to. As we're moving and evolving, and the energies on the planet are shifting and changing, your life is shifting and changing. It's kind of like you're the balloon with this string, and then the string has nothing to hold on to, so the balloon goes flying away. I always think of that movie, The Red Balloon, which I saw when I was a little kid, and there was this little boy in France. There were no words to this movie. And it was just this red balloon flying around all over France. And it was as if this balloon had its own separate consciousness. And the little boy is chasing this balloon everywhere. And he thinks he's going to grab it and get it, but he kind of never does. And, sometimes I think about life, manifesting the life that you desire, manifesting or creating your reality. And it's like the carrot on the stick, or it's like the little boy chasing the balloon. It's like we're chasing and chasing and chasing after something and never fully grasping it, never really getting what we want. And there's a variety of reasons of why we're not fully bringing in or manifesting into our life what we want. And the grounding meditation is kind of like you grab that string and you grab that balloon and everything is anchored down. You know, it's like you finally caught that balloon. And grounding meditation is the tool that allows you to grab the balloon, grab your desires and anchor them down fully into your body and into your consciousness. And I'm just trying to slow down for a minute to really presence myself in the concept of what I'm trying to talk about. So if you can all just, everybody, just take a deep breath in. So I'm doing this for myself. And as I'm doing this for myself, I'm also offering you the opportunity to do it along with me. And what I'm doing is there's been a lot going on for me this week. A lot of lessons, a lot of learning, a lot of great ahas. I've had some big ahas about who I am and how I present myself out into the world, about releasing what no longer serves me, my own personal growth and transformation process. So right now is a great time for me to come into the present moment after all of the events of the week. So just breathe along with me. Just receive a deep breath in and out. And breathe in and out. And I'm closing my eyes and I'm bringing my focus into the middle of my forehead, in between my eyebrows. And now to presence myself in the moment, in the now, so there's no worries. I'm not projecting my thoughts out into the future and I'm not projecting my thoughts out into the past. Just coming into the present. And I utilize my breath to do that. I bring my focus into the middle of my eyebrows with my eyes closed. And then I request, or I ask that all of my energy or my consciousness or my thoughts that are scattered into the past, I just bring into the present moment right here and right now. I'm asking for all that energy just to come back to me, presencing itself in my body right here and right now. All my thoughts that I've left scattered in the past, all my energy that I've scattered in the past, all my memories, like if I'm thinking about what I did in a class yesterday, just allowing that to come into this present moment right here and right now. And I'm actually feeling this kind of an energetic wave just coming forward into my body from behind me. That's just my my perception of what bringing myself, my consciousness from the past into this present moment, that's my perception of what it feels like. And now I'm calling forth all of my energy that I've scattered or projected out into the future. I'm asking that all that energy come back to me right here, right now in the present. And it happens immediately the moment I think about it. And my perception is that I almost feel like it's a little breeze in the front of my body. And the perception that I have is that my mind starts to become really clear and I become really focused right here, right now. There's no chatter. My mind is clear. I become aware of the sounds around me. I become really aware of my body. My breath becomes fuller. These are just my perceptions. I'm giving you my perceptions right now as a way of gauging where you're at. It is not necessarily what your perception will be of this experience. And now I'm requesting that any other energies that have been scattered, that I've hooked into other people, any energies that I'm unaware of that remain hidden, that those energies come back to me too. Coming back into this present moment, right here, right now. Any energies that, maybe any power that I've given away. I'm requesting that all of my energy come back to me in its fullness in this present moment, right here and right now. And the word now I'm using as an acronym, N-O period W. Capital W period. No worries. When you are in the present moment, right here and right now, there are no worries. There's no projection into the future. There's no projection into the past. Your perceptions of your life are there's no thoughts. There's no perception. You're not trapped in the cycle of illusion. You're just in this present moment right here and right now. And that's how you will gauge if you're in the present moment. If you're being in the present, you have full awareness of that moment. You're feeling your body. You're feeling anchored and really present with whatever's going on because you're not projecting any thoughts into the future about anything. You're not, you don't have any projections or perceptions in the past that you're dealing with or that are coming into your consciousness. And you're just fully aware of what is happening in the moment right here and right now. And there's something to be said about being present in the moment. If you think about being in relationship with somebody, having a conversation and being really present with that person, you can actually really feel them. There's no mind chatter. You're not judging what they're saying. You're actually open with this awareness and this presence within your own being. You're just listening and you're taking them in fully. You're not trying to think about how to help them. You're not trying to think about what your judgments or your perceptions of what they're talking about. There's nothing going on in your head. You're only taking them in. What I've noticed about this practice for my own self is that when I am fully present in the moment and in relationship with somebody else, I'm really starting to feel them. I could feel what they're saying. They could be talking to me about a situation that's going on in their life, and I'm actually so present that I could feel their emotions. I can really connect into what does it feel like for them to be in that experience. And because of that, there's nothing else going on. There's no judgments. I'm not trying to fix them. I'm not trying to save them. I'm only the service that I'm in is just to listen and to be there. Sometimes one of the best ways that we can be in service is to just really be fully present with another being while they're going through their experience. And you're holding them. Your heart starts to be able to open itself. You're able to expand in your presence. And then you can hold them. And a lot of times we only need to be held. There's nothing to be. There's nothing to do. And just being present with a person and being fully present in who you are and opening up your heart is one way to allow yourself the gift of connection. And you're connected to yourself fully, and then you're connected with the other. And so I'm talking about choosing the reality that you want to be in. And today is Father's Day. So I want to say out there, happy Father's Day to all those amazing fathers out there, and there's many different ways that you can be a father. It's either biological or non-biological, or maybe you're holding the energy of being a father to a friend of yours. They might be having, they might experience you as their, a projection of their father. That happens all the time. We have transference and counter-transference with people that we're in relationship with. And there's a reason for that. We're always working through our stuff. And the gift of being a friend or being in relationship is that we're providing experiences for our friends and family and our loved ones in order for them to heal. And so there might be a relationship that you're in where you're holding father energy for this person so that they may do some work that they need to do. So being present in the moment with that person that you're in relationship with, you can fully hold them in a non-judgmental way and your heart is open. And coming into the evolution of our consciousness and being grounded, there's a presencing that happens. So there's your that balloon that you're chasing, your desires, or that wanting to manifest a certain life that you have a longing for, becomes this really anchored way of being when you're present in the moment, and then you're fully anchored. You're fully in your body and your energy is anchored down into the earth. There's that incredible holding. So the balloon is not flying away. So your desires are not flying away. Your manifestation, your ability to manifest the life that you long for is not floating around in the air somewhere. So I learned something really, really important this week. And it's something that I have, it's an intellectual concept that I've held for a very long time. And that is the knowing that we have a choice. We have a choice about how we want our lives to be. And let's take a situation with our fathers. For many various reasons, we can have all kinds of projections onto our father. You know, many of us have had life experiences where we've had amazing relationships with our father. Many of us have had life experiences where we've had not great relationships with our father. Like we've needed more from our parents and we feel like we haven't fully gotten everything that we needed. And it's affected us throughout our lives. And so, what I have really taken in this concept is that our reality is our choice. The relationships that we have had with our parents has been our choice. The relationships that we've had with other people is our choice. The relationships that we've had with ourselves, it's our choice. We choose the reality that we want. And I've had this intellectual concept forever. But something happened to me this week where I really was able to anchor in a visceral way the choices that I have made with my life. And I've been having these experiences this past few months, especially after the shift in December 21st, how manifesting in the energies on the planet have been very quick. And my thoughts have been able to manifest very quickly to the point where I've started to notice I got to be really careful with what I think about because it's happening. So now we have the ability on the planet where the energies are very, very quick, very fast vibration. Our ability to manifest is almost instantaneous right now. And what do we do with that? Well, now the concept of choice comes in. And great, it's an intellectual concept, but it needs to be a visceral concept. It needs to be anchored into our being that we have a choice. We can manifest any reality that we choose. And most of us are sitting in this place of choosing to have negative relationships or negative realities. And one of the great things about all of this is that we really have an opportunity to choose something different. We have, and it can be instantaneous. We can choose a reality, our life, our reality to be something completely different. And how do we do that? How do we do that? So what's I've been thinking about is that for thousands and thousands of years, monks would go off out into the mountains, out into caves, and they would spend their whole entire life experience meditating to clear their mind. Why are they clearing their mind? They're clearing their mind so they're training themselves to not have negative thoughts and belief systems creating their reality. They're actually choosing to shift the way their mind perceives their life. And so this training, we can take this training, we can take the knowledge of this training, and we can utilize that knowledge for in this moment right here and right now. And that is why we talk about in personal growth and transformation, we talk about in energy work, we talk about this really looking at our negative thoughts and belief systems so that we can actually choose to not have them anymore. And Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, really, really talks about this concept. And this concept, although you can know it intellectually, it's not until you start to really experience it viscerally in your physical being and then and start utilizing those tools that you start to notice that, yes, you do have a choice in your negative thoughts and belief systems are creating your reality. So now it's an opportunity for you to stop the negative thoughts and belief systems and choose something different. The minute you choose something different, your reality will change. And I only know this because I have started to do this, and I've started to do it consciously. I will give you an example. I hadn't talked to my daughter in a few days, and I thought she was really, really mad at me. And I was thinking about calling her, and I was actually projecting this whole entire scenario in my head that she was going to be really short with me. She was going to be angry, pissed off that I hadn't talked to her in a couple days. And, the conversation was just not going to go very well, and I would hang up the phone. This is my thought process. And in that moment, I almost went to call her, and I decided, you know what? I'm not calling her right now. I'm going to change my reality. I'm changing this. I do not want my daughter mad at me. So I just closed my eyes. I presenced myself in the moment. I didn't even ground myself. I didn't even do any grounding. And I said, and I just told myself, I'm releasing those negative thoughts out of my being, out of my mind. And I started to imagine something different. I started to think, I'm going to pick up the phone and my daughter is going to be so excited that I called her. My heart started to open. And I just went through in my mind with my thoughts conversation that we were going to have. And there was nothing specific. It was just more like a feeling, like she was excited that I called. I was excited to be talking to her. My heart was really open and full. And I felt a visceral shifting in my body going on. And then I picked up the phone and I called her. And what do you know? She was like, hey, mom, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And just talking and talking away, telling me what had been going on in her life the past couple days. And she was really excited to talk to me. And I said, what an incredible concept. So now let's go back to Father's Day for a moment. We can choose whatever relationship we want to have with our parents. We can choose to go on and on and on with a story in our head about how our father wasn't there for us. He was emotionally unavailable. Maybe he was physically abusive. Let's get down and dirty for a moment. Maybe he was terribly physically abusive. Maybe he was an alcoholic. Maybe he was a drug addict. Maybe he was in jail. I don't know. Maybe he left the family when you were 4 years old, or and you never ever heard from him again. Whatever your story is, if it's a negative story, if it's a positive story, you're really good. You're having a great relationship with your dad, and there's really no worries here. But utilize this concept and the tools for something else in your life. I'm just using fathers because it's Father's Day. So you're projecting, you're telling yourself this story over and over and over again. It's negative thoughts and belief systems everywhere, everywhere. And so it continues in your reality. It can, that those thoughts, those negative thoughts and belief systems about your father is creating a reality for you where you don't have a good relationship with your father. So let's take a moment right now. Presence yourself. Feel yourself fully in your body. Breathe. Close your eyes. Bring your focus into right in between your eyebrows, in the middle, in the center of your forehead. Take a deep breath in. Just say, I am fully present here and now. None of my energy is scattered. I am going to choose to shift this reality, this relationship with my father. I am choosing to shift it right here and right now. I am choosing to let go of the story. I am choosing to let go of the pain and suffering. Right now, story is over. That story does no longer exist for me. I'm choosing something different. And whatever it is, whatever you want to choose, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a physical relationship with your father. What you are choosing is to let go of the story right here and right now. It no longer has an effect on you. And you are going to choose to have a relationship with your father where your heart is open. You're choosing to let go of the pain and suffering. You're choosing to let go of being a victim. And you're choosing something different. And just imagine your father in front of you. And your heart is open and his heart is open. And he is telling you, I love you. I love you more than anything in the world. And I am here to love you and support you and honor you. I am here to love you, support you, and honor you. Just choose the path of love. Just choose yourself, imagining him loving you, supporting you, and honoring you. It could mean that you're seeing him down on his hands and knees bowing to you. It could mean just that. Just imagine that. But know that there's a shift going on and a change, and you are letting go of all of it. You're letting go of the story. You're letting go of the pain and suffering. You're letting go of being a victim. You're letting go of being a persecutor. Maybe it's you that's refusing to have a relationship with your father. Maybe you don't, for whatever reasons. You know, whether it's some painful thing or hurt or it's not enough, or maybe you're just too busy and your dad's this great guy and you're just too busy. Choose something different. and then just imagine it happening. maybe your dad's this great guy. He's always there for you and very loving and supportive, and you just don't have time. You don't want to connect. You know, you have to be very honest with where you're at. And that's okay. You're doing that with non-judgment. See yourself choosing something different. See yourself choosing to just hug him and hold him and say, I love you, Dad. I am open to relationship. I am open to relationship. This might be difficult for some people. They might have had a really abusive relationship with your father. That's possible. It happens all the time. You need to choose to let it go. So I don't know what that is. interesting. Well, that was an interesting little tidbit that happened. I'm sorry about that. I don't even know if you heard that or not, but my my cat walked across my keyboard and something started playing. That was funny. Okay. Anyways, getting back to all this. So it's our responsibility to take responsibility for our life, our reality. We're creating the reality that we long for, that we truly desire. We are the ones that create our reality, our consciousness, our thoughts and belief systems actually create the reality of our life that's in front of us. And it's up to us to decide what we're going to choose. Are we going to choose a negative reality where we're a victim, where we're persecuting others, where we are, where we're just not having the life that we so desire? Maybe we're in a relationship that's not serving us, or that we're in at a job that we cannot stand. And we cycle through these negative realities, and feeling powerless. And the truth of the matter is, the truth of life is that we are creating our reality, and then we can choose to change it. And when we choose to change it, it shifts instantaneously. And even if you don't believe this, even if it's a concept that is an intellectual concept, you don't get it viscerally, it's not happening, just experiment with it. I don't care. Don't believe me. That's on you. You know, it's not about take my word for it and believe me and I'm the ultimate, you know, of knowledge and wisdom. And no, that's not what this is about. This is take what I'm telling you right now and go out and experiment with your life. Go out and experiment with your relationships. That's what I'm telling you to do. Don't even take my word for it. I don't want you to. I don't want you to believe this until you've actually tried it yourself. And that's what I'm just asking you to just try it and see what happens. And then when you try it and see what happens, I want to hear all about it. I want you to email me. I want you to call in on the radio station. I want you to somehow, and if you tried it and it didn't work, that's great too. Call me and we'll work together on it. So that's kind of like a little homework assignment that I have for you. Because that's the evolution of consciousness. That is the evolution of consciousness. That's what it means. Evolution of awareness. So you become aware that your life is no longer serving you. You become aware, conscious, that you want something different. And then you evolve it. Evolution of consciousness. Boom, that's what it is. So now let's get into the grounding meditation. Because when you're grounded and you're fully present in your body and then your energy is anchored into the earth, you are able to create the life that you want because you're no longer affected having emotional reactions to the drama of your life that's swirling around you. And that's when you can, when you're that present and that grounded and that anchored in, it's much easier for you to see the negative behaviors and belief systems. It's much easier for you to see when you're having these realities that don't serve you. And instead of getting caught up in the drama of the reality that you're like, oh, I hate my job and my boss is horrible and she's so mean to me and da 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 da, you know, instead of whirling like that in the life that you don't desire, in the life that you don't long for, you're able to stop, be that calm in the center of the storm and say, this is not working for me. This job doesn't work for me. This relationship is not working for me. And I'm going to choose something different. And that's when you can use your own choices to manifest your reality, to bring into physical form the reality that you choose to really be in, that you long for, that makes you happy. Okay. So to start with the grounding meditation, if you're sitting down, your back is straight. You're kind of sitting on the edge of your chair. Your feet are flat on the floor. You might want to have a pillow behind your back so that you're not leaning back and that you're able to have your feet flat on the floor. If you're laying down, your eyes are closed. Again, if you're laying down and you fall asleep, that's okay. You're still consciously or subconsciously getting the information. And then if you are standing, which is how I was trained to do grounding meditations, your feet are shoulder width apart. Your knees are slightly bent and you have your eyes open. If you are standing and meditating, you always have your eyes open. Choose a spot on the floor that's about 4 feet in front of you to focus your stare so you're not all over the place. When you focus your stare, when your eyes are open, it's easier to maintain your focus. So just find one spot on the floor. Take a deep breath in and out and breathe in and out. And just imagine that there's a very powerful ball of light that acts like a magnet in the center of your head. A powerful ball of light in the center of your head that acts like a magnet. And call forth into this present moment right here and right now all the energy that has been scattered. All of the energy that you projected out onto your father, bring that back in to the present moment right here and right now. All the energy that you projected thinking about what happened to you in the past with your relationship with your father. Bring that energy into the present moment right here and right now. Great. And breathe. Bringing your hands about 3 inches below your belly button. I just put one hand on top of the other. Or I take my fingers and I just place my fingertips below my belly button. 3 inches below my belly button. And just sink your awareness down into your pelvic area, using your breath. Breathe and allow all of your awareness to drop. So all of your mind, all of your thoughts, all of your awareness is in your pelvis, 3 inches below your belly button. And you just imagine a ball of light that's sitting above or in front of your spinal column. And allow that ball of light to look like the size of a tennis ball. This is your tantian. This is your center. This is your essence. This is your essence. It's the truth of who you are, this ball of light. Just allow this ball of light to grow bigger as you become aware of it. And it could just be your imagination. That's, you're imagining that there's this ball of light in the center of your pelvic area, 3 inches below your belly button. And just allow that ball of light to grow. Allow your imagination to let this ball of light grow. So it's growing to the size of a grapefruit. It's growing to the size of a basketball. And at that point, it should be touching your hip bones. It doesn't matter how big or how small you are. Your hip bones are about the size of a basketball. Should be. That ball of light should be touching your hip bones at that point. And just allowing that ball of light to grow beyond your hip bones, coming out beyond your physical form. And as this ball of light is growing, your essence, allow your hands to feel. Allow your hands to connect into this ball of light, which is you. It's the truth of who you are. And as this ball of light is growing out past your physical form, I take my hands out and I bring them out beyond my physical form and out about 1.5 feet beyond my physical body. And then I bring him out about 2 feet beyond my physical form. And just imagine that ball of light is growing 360 degrees around you. And it's now touching your hands that are out beyond your body. And knowing that your pranic tube, there's a tube surrounding your entire being. I always like to look at it as like those old-fashioned male chutes. So your ball of light is touching the edges of your pranic tube. This pranic tube goes above your head and below your feet. And using your imagination or your awareness, your spiritual eyes, people call it, that tube of light is already going down the center into the center of the earth. So this ball of light, you just want it to grow. So it's touching the edges of your pranic tube. And now shoot this ball of light down through the tube. So it's going down past your legs and down into the earth, moving through all the organic layers of the earth. It's about 2,500 miles down. It's almost 3,000 miles down. So you're moving very quickly, and you're this ball of light. You're just using your awareness to follow this ball of light down. Sometimes I just see it going down. Sometimes I'm actually in that ball of light going down into the earth. But you're moving your essence down into the earth through the organic layers very, very quickly. Moving down through the layers. And the first place that you will come to is the molten magma chamber in deep in the earth. And you're just dropping down into that molten lava. And just notice what it feels like. My perception is that all of a sudden I slow down. I sense that it would be hot here. Use your imagination. Your imagination and your consciousness can act as one in this place of guided meditation. So I drop my awareness down into this magma chamber, this molten lava of really hot lava rock. I can sense that it's highly charged energy here. Lots of power. Think about the power of a volcano. And I'm going to ask that this lava rock, this molten rock, burn off the energy that no longer serves me. And I say thank you. It's just burning off the energy that no longer serves you. Allow that heat to just sizzle everything off very quickly. And then moving down through that magma chamber, you'll come out through that chamber, and now we're entering into a layer of lines of light. And these are the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. Just use your imagination or any kind of sensing in your awareness. Is there a shift or a change? As you're following your pranic tube down deeper into towards the center of the earth, you're just moving down through these lines of light. And the lines of light of your energy field and the lines of the grid patterning or the lines of light from the permanent electromagnetic field of the earth are connecting, clearing, and charging. It's almost like there's a click, 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 click as I go down. That's my perception. And I feel a very strong, powerful anchoring in connection to earth. And just allowing yourself to drop down further, further down, just following your pranic tube down. You're moving down towards the center of the earth. Using your spiritual eyes, you'll see that you're coming to a ball of light or maybe a crystal in the center of the earth or a diamond, which is, it's really the crystalline core has turned into a diamond. And you're just dropping down into the core, the very, very center of Earth. And you're just following your pranic tube down until you just naturally stop. And when you stop, just imagine that there's these quartz crystal flowering, you know, chunks of crystal just growing up around your feet, anchoring you in and connecting you into the heart of Mother Earth. This is her essence. In your essence, the truth of who you are is connecting into the truth of who Earth is. And just allow yourself to receive whatever you need in the moment, in this present moment. Just be open to receiving. And just notice what's going on in this moment for you. Is it easy to receive? Is it hard to receive? And in this moment, if you're having any kind of negative thoughts or experiences in this moment, stop and say, I am choosing pure and total, complete connection with Mother Earth. I'm choosing to let go of any issue or any resistance or any block that is coming up. Breathe and let go. Breathe and let go. I am choosing to, my heart is open, and I am choosing to receive love from Mother Earth. I am choosing to receive love from Mother Earth. In this moment, I am choosing something completely different, and I am choosing a positive relationship with Earth. I am choosing a positive relationship for myself. In this moment, I am choosing to feel safe. I am choosing an anchored connection. And I am choosing to receive the wisdom of Mother Earth. So right now, just take this moment and breathe. And open to receive a message. And take a moment to just finish up receiving this message with deep honor and gratitude for this connection to Earth, feeling grounded, feeling safe, feeling centered and protected and held by Mother Earth. And now noticing that pranic tube around you and that your ball of light, that your awareness of the truth of who you are, rising up, coming up through this ball of light, up through the pranic tube, exiting out of the crystalline core of Mother Earth, and back into the electromagnetic grids, those lines of light. You're entering through that layer of the earth now, back up towards your body. And as you're moving through this electromagnetic grids of earth, you're connecting, clearing, and charging and anchoring this new way of being. Whatever the message that came from Mother Earth is really anchoring into your being. So as you're moving up through those electromagnetic grid lines, just kind of hear or feel or sense a click, 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 click as you're going up, a knowing that you're really anchoring in this energy of being connected to the Mother, being connected to her wisdom. And going up, up, up through those electromagnetic grids, up into the magma chamber of the earth, that molten lava rock. And just imagining that the heat from this place is just melding in and really permanently shifting all of those energies that you received in the center of the earth, shifting and permanently melding into your field all of that really high vibrational earth energy. allowing you to feel even more anchored and more grounded. And moving up through this molten lava, following your pranic tube back up towards your body, up, up, up. You're releasing yourself out of that magma chamber and now traveling up through the organic layers of Mother Earth. All the rock and the water and the minerals and the Devic kingdoms. Just moving towards the surface. This is really the outer edge of the earth. Moving up towards your body. And now popping back in your body. The closer that you get in your body, you just pop in back into your heart. And your heart and the energy of Mother Earth is just allowing your heart to expand out, knowing that you're fully grounded and fully centered yourself and your in Mother Earth are connected as one. I want to thank you so much for listening today. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday and a beautiful rest of your week. And that I hope and I pray that my time here with you will allow you to become fully present in your highest potential, and that you are mastering your life and that you are creating all that you long for. Namaste.